backed by popular demand. It's The Great Look Show with Dr. Sam and Todd Shackin from the Aesthetic Associates Center, bringing you the latest in plastic surgery, skincare, and cosmetic and implant dentistry. Now, live from the ESPN 1520 studios, here are Drs. Sam and Todd Shackin.
And good morning, Western New York, Southern Ontario, Western Pennsylvania. Anybody that can hear us on WWKB 1520 ESPN Radio, I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr., talking to you about plastic surgery, and Dr. Todd Shatkin will be joining us also talking about dentistry. We're here to answer your questions about how to look better, feel better, and improve your appearances, both in your smile as well as your body, figure, and face. And we're here to answer your questions as well. If you do call us on the air, we're going to be giving away a free tooth whitening kit to one lucky winner at the end of the show today. And also from the plastic surgery service, we're going to be giving away one free skin cream. It's our peptide cream. This cream is available at the Aesthetic Associates Center, and it's our own private label product, which we are proud to include in our skincare regimen for our patients to help improve the complexion, quality, and texture of the skin. So one lucky winner will win that. So all you need to do is give us a call. If you want to get on board with us today, the number to call is 803-1520, 803-1520 is the number to call. We'll be happy to answer your questions on the air. If you also have a question, we can take it by email. You can email me at drshatkin@gmail.com, drshatkin@gmail.com, and we can help you with your questions that you have, anything related to plastic surgery and dentistry. So earlier this week, I had a woman that came into my office, and I thought I would touch base on this because it's a very popular type of treatment we do. It's the mommy makeover. And she had four children, had done some changes to her tummy as well as her breasts, and she desired to do some corrections on that. So what we discussed with her and have scheduled her for is what we call the mommy makeover. We're going to do a tummy tuck with some tightening of the internal muscles, which tend to get very loose from multiple pregnancies like she had. And then because she was a breastfeeding mother, which is always really good for the baby, we decided to do a breast lift on her. She had ample volume, so she didn't need any additional volume added to the breast. So we're have her scheduled for a tummy tuck and a breast lift to try to regain some of that shape that she might have had prior to pregnancies, and that makeover is going to be something that we can do for her. The patients always ask specifically what's going on with their recovery and what's involved with that, and the recovery is really not too bad. The patients stay in the hospital overnight. They go back home the next day. They can take a shower the following day, and then every day for the next 5 to 7 days, they'll just be sort of taking it easy at home and not putting themselves through anything too physical. And generally, after about 7 to 10 days, they can usually get back to light activity and driving again. So for the mommy makeover, it's a procedure that has fairly good turnaround. And we also notice that a lot of patients right now are having, downtime because they're home working remotely in their own house, either for work or they're doing Zoom. And if they can work out of their own house, then they can have surgery and no one would really know that they're still recovering from something. So just an idea. Mommy makeovers is something I like to talk about because it's one of the most popular procedures we perform. So welcome, Dr. Todd Shatkin.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a couple minutes late here this morning, but welcome to the program. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for getting started.
Right. Well, it's, just another day in Western New York, and we're trying to stay positive. We want people to try to consider to get back in their neuro regimen. And I know in the dental practice, you're pretty much back up to your full routine for the dental practice, Todd?
Yeah, we're pretty close to our normal routine, but of course we're following a totally different protocol than we've done in the past with all of the requirements and all of the precautions we're taking. We just added these new extra oral suction devices for our dental hygiene room so that the aerosol spray, when they get cleans, gets sucked away into a HEPA filter system, which is something unique.
Right. Well, I know we're taking a lot of precautions at the office, and of course I've heard your commercial, your public announcement about what we're doing in our practice to try to minimize the risks for patients. I also read an article recently in a dental journal that actually suggested that up to date, because of all the safety features that are being performed by the dental practices and the staff in the dental practice, there have been no known cases of transmission of COVID in a dental office, which is rather interesting. And this was on NPR, National News Network. So it was a significant statistic.
That is interesting. We, you know, as dentists, we've always practiced universal precautions, which came out during the AIDS epidemic some 30 years ago. And that was to wear protective eye gear, protective gloves, mask, and disinfect the rooms appropriately between patients. And so I think most dental offices were already at that hyped up level of precaution prior to this whole thing. So adding a few more layers was not a huge difficulty for us.
Right. Well, yeah, I know in the medical part of the practice where I do the plastic surgery and the dental, we've pretty much duplicated a lot of the same services. We've been providing, as you mentioned, Todd, HEPA filtration, sanitation. But even prior to the patients getting into the office, as soon as they walk in, they're greeted by a concierge. The concierge is asking them some general questions about their own screening related to the COVID virus. And also they're doing temperature checks on everyone, which is a non-contact temperature check to make sure that they don't have a fever. And these are the preliminary areas that we initially get started with them when they come to our practice. So you know that you're coming into a safe environment.
Yeah, and I would also add that, you know, I think we're pretty lucky here in Western New York. Our numbers are fairly low compared to other areas of the country, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of keeping them low, although there has been a little bit of an increase recently. But, you know, we did the drive-through testing many weeks, and so far we've done, I think, 4 or 5 weeks where we've done the drive-through testing. And of all of the tests we've done, which were, you know, certainly in the thousands of tests, we've only had a very, very small number come back positive, less than 5.
Yeah, so probably less than 1%, which is sort of what the state average is now in New York State. But with that being said, you know, just got to keep your due diligence and be careful when you're out and about. Certainly, we take the protection in our facility, but we just want to make sure our patients stay safe. One of the things that I comment on just before we got you on the air, Todd, was that we have many patients that are coming in that were also working out of home, and very often they can still maintain their normal work schedule, even having procedures done. So in the plastic surgery field, particularly if they're working on the body, they can still be Zooming face-to-face on a computer, but still have procedures done, you know, below the neckline, or they can pretend that the Zoom is not working that particular day in the recovery. And when I talk about that, we're talking about both surgical as well as non-surgical treatments, things like lasers and fillers on the face and treatments that don't require any downtime, really, right up to the procedures that I mentioned earlier on the air about the mommy makeovers and the procedures we do that would be requiring a little more recovery. But if you are working out of your house, or if your schedule is down, or if you're on furlough, this might be a perfect time to have some plastic surgery or some dentistry, give you an opportunity to heal without really interfering with your daily activity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been pretty amazing how busy we've become. I think people were waiting to have their procedures done for several months, and now that we have it open, they can come in for it. Give us a call at 803-1520, 803-1520 on WKBW ESPN Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Hello, Western New York. It's Russ Salvatore. I've missed our customers so much that, like some other great restaurants, I have decided to offer takeout service for my beautiful steak dinners on Saturday evenings. It includes salad, potato, vegetable, and dessert. Our team boxes everything up in a container, and we place the dinners in your car. It's delicious. It's Russell's to go. Be our guest and let us do the rest. Please call 636-4900.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Western New York, we are winning the battle. We have followed the guidelines for social distancing, and we are now open. For more than 30 years, the Shatkin family has been dedicated to taking care of our patients. We have focused on quality of care and providing five-star customer service that has earned us the trust of the Western New York community. When you check in, if you do not have a mask, we will provide one for you. We will also take your temperature. Our waiting room seating has been adjusted to provide the extra room needed for social distancing. Our doctors and staff will be wearing the protective gear required in order to provide everyone a safe visit to our office. Our operatories have the most advanced air filtration system made in the world. Western New York, we're ready for you. Call us today at 839-1700 for a free consultation and get back on track with your dental health.
I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. from the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. To look and feel your best, consider my personally developed S-Lift procedure or short recovery facelift. This two-layer lift makes for a short recovery and longer-lasting results. Schedule your free consultation today to learn more about the short recovery facelift or other treatments to rejuvenate and look your best. Call 839-1700 for the Aesthetic Associates Center or our Trey Array Spa, or go to our website, drshatkin.com. We're back on the air. I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr. along with Dr. Todd Shatkin. We're here talking to you on the Great Look Show. And we'd love to get your calls in. If you do give us a call on the air, you're going to be either getting a free tooth whitening kit, which the dentistry practice at the Aesthetic Associate will be giving you, or we're also giving away a free skincare cream to one lucky winner today. That's our peptide cream, great for anti-aging. And we're going to go right to our first caller. We've got Leslie from Williamsville. Good morning, Leslie.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Full disclosure, oh, wife and sister-in-law.
Oh, that Leslie. Okay. Good morning.
Hi. So you covered a bunch of things I wouldn't mind putting my 2 cents worth in. I, as you know, Sam, I got the mommy makeover years ago. I was 44 and I'm going to be 60 this year. And it was the best thing I ever got.
Boy, I'm married to an older woman.
Yeah, you are. You are. But I look younger. So
That's because of Sam.
Yeah, thanks to Sam. I just want anybody to know that it's a real nice recovery. I by the seventh or eighth day, I was pretty much back to normal. I was just careful about exercising until I was allowed by you, Sam. But it was a nice surgery. It was an easy recovery. The people in the hospital were amazing. Everything was clockwork, and benefited, and I don't see anything to say that what you did isn't still standing up to time. And
And figuratively?
Yes, I'm still thrilled with the results. So this is a lasting thing. This lasts. And the other thing I wanted to tell you was, you didn't speak about this, but I tweak once in a while with your cold laser. And I'm just thrilled with that. Is it cold or hot? It's that laser thing that you put on your stomach. I don't know the technical name.
Yeah, soft tissue laser.
The warm sculpting?
Yeah, is it warm sculpting? Okay. Well, that's amazing. So if you have it 10 years later, you think you need a little tweaking. Oh, I have a tiny little bit of fat there. It's amazing. The results take 1 to 2 months to see. But you will. I can't even explain to you how amazing that is. So that's another way to keep everything, you know, just exactly the way you want to look at after you put in the effort to do the surgery.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Leslie, because we don't talk a lot about the non-surgical body contouring procedures we do, and the warm sculpting or the sculpture is one of them, and it's great for people that just don't want any downtime. You know, that want to do a non-surgical method. So that's great. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's highly effective. And the other thing I wanted to let you know is I went in yesterday with Michelle. You have always been part of my filler and Botox routine, and she did it yesterday. And she did, I think, was it the Juvederm and the Botox? And it's to lift the jowls and to give me kind of a nice look to my cheekbones. It kind of lifts up your cheekbones, and it's just I'm telling you, the results are automatic. I know the Botox takes a while to settle in, but we could immediately see the lifting up of my face. And I'm being careful. I'm following Michelle's rules. I didn't do my vitamins for 2 weeks beforehand. which you might want to explain to people. I don't know. But anyways, I'm just thrilled with that. Simple, simple. I was there for half an hour, in and out, and it's an absolute change to my face.
Well, you are turning 60 this year, Leslie, but I'm really shocked because most women don't like to share their age, but you certainly don't look 60-ish. So,
no, not at all.
So I'm confident that if you continue with the maintenance like you've been doing, that you'll continue to hold your youth. And I think that's we're happy to be a part of it and help you out with it.
Well, and I want to anyone listening, I want to let them know, too, you don't have to go all the time. You go the maintenance schedule that you guys tell us about, and it's affordable. It's a very simple, easy thing to do, and thank God for modern technology and the things that you have. And every year it gets better, which is a great reason to start going now, because every time I go there, you guys have something new and exciting that you're looking at, possibly doing, are getting. So you can sort of be at the top, you know, of your game by getting into the routine.
Well,
but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you had the rejuvenation. The rejuvenation. We redid your jaw with the injections. So we also have projuvenation, which is something that do proactively before you start to get those aging changes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I didn't have that available, but I'm still looking amazing. So, you know, but now they have that for people. The other thing I wanted to say, just skip real quick to the dental side. I got veneers done by Todd. Finally, I got my second set of veneers about, I don't know what, Todd, 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Possibly. And I just love them. It's amazing. His shaping of the teeth is very artistic. And the only thing I would recommend for people to do is to buy your toothbrush system. And I'm really not trying to sell it. I was having some staining on my teeth, and I had said to you, my teeth aren't as white as when you put them in. And you gave me the toothbrush, and I started paying attention to how I was supposed to brush my teeth on the front of my teeth, and they're sparkling white. So just, so that's just one thing I think people should know. And you should actually, when you do the veneers, you should actually just give them that.
All right, good.
Well, Leslie, anyway. You are part of the business, so you can pretty much dictate whatever you want. Anyway, those are really good testimonials, Leslie, and I know there are a lot of patients out there that are listening to the show that probably share some of your comments, and if they want to call the air, too, they can share their comments as well. But it's really great that you called, and I know that my staff always loves seeing you there because you're always very upbeat, and now that they know that you're almost 60, they're probably going to treat you a little bit more gently, but anyway, it's really a pleasure to hear from you, Leslie.
All right, and thanks for the show, guys. I love the show.
Thanks, honey.
I'm your most avid listener. All right, bye, guys.
You may be our only listener. Give us a call if you are listening, though. 803-1520. We'd love to hear from you here at the Great Look Show. I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin with Dr. Sam Shatkin, Jr., and I want to make sure I mention thank you to Russell Salvatore for sponsoring our weekly Great Look Show every week here at WKBW ESPN Radio. We'll be back after a message.
Dr. Todd Shatkin, Western New York, we are winning the battle. We have followed the guidelines for social distancing, and we are now open. For more than 30 years, the Shatkin family has been dedicated to taking care of our patients. We have focused on quality of care and providing five-star customer service that has earned us the trust of the Western New York community. When you check in, if you do not have a mask, we will provide one for you. We will also take your temperature. Our waiting room seating has been adjusted to provide the extra room needed for social distancing. Our doctors and staff will be wearing the protective gear required in order to provide everyone a safe visit to our office. Our operatories have the most advanced air filtration system made in the world. Western New York, we're ready for you. Call us today at 839-1700 for a free consultation and get back on track with your dental health.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Shatkin, Jr., board-certified plastic surgeon. Most people think that plastic surgery is only about surgery, but here at the Aesthetic Associates Center, we offer a full range of surgical and non-surgical procedures, treatments like rejuvenating skin care, laser treatments, and injectables like Botox and fillers could be just what you need to look great.
Call Dr. Shatkin at 839-1700 and look for their monthly specials online at lookgreat2020.com.
Comfortable and quality dental care. Affordable prices, always fair. 839-1700. doctor to call. Dr. Shatkin does it all. Replace missing teeth, stabilize your dentures, visit the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call us today for a free consultation.
Because happiness starts with a smile.
Call 839-1700.
And welcome back to the Great Look Show. Here today, Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr., along with Dr. Todd Shatkin from the Aesthetic Associates Center, where we specialize in plastic surgery, dentistry, and mini dental implants, and among other things, making you feel better and look better. And we're happy to share information with you today. You can give us a call. 803-1520 is the number to call to get on board with us. Those that call today will be available in the running for a free tooth whitening kit, which is how much is that value, Todd?
It's $195 value.
$195 value and a $70 peptide cream. So two good reasons to give us a call for improving the way you look and the way you smile. 803-1520 is the number to call.
Sam, let me ask you a question. What's going on with the hospital surgeries that you're performing? I know you do most of your stuff in our office, but you also work out of St. Joe's Hospital and a few other hospitals. If somebody needs to be operated on, what precautions are they doing at the hospitals to protect your patients?
Well, first of all, it's good that you brought that up, Todd. The COVID hospital, which is designated as St. Joseph's Hospital campus, is currently closed for non-COVID treatments. But I expect in the near future it's going to be open. But in anticipation of that, I've been doing my cases either at Sisters of Charity Hospital on Main Street or at Mount St. Mary's, also both part of the Catholic system. And the precautions they take are, second to none. I'm really impressed by what they're doing. Everybody that walks in the building gets tested and checked with their temperature. But also we're doing pre-testing as the CDC guidelines and the state guidelines for the patients before surgery. They're having the COVID testing, and that has to be confirmed negative prior to any surgery. So for elective cases, those cases that are done for procedures that are not emergent, we take all these additional precautions. And to date, there's been no known transmissions, at least in the local hospitals, of the COVID to those individuals undergoing the elective procedures. So certainly in our office, Todd, as you know, I do the majority of my cases there. And as you mentioned in your commercial, just briefly, we have the very best filtration system that's in the world. It actually came from Sweden. And I believe, at least at this point, we're either the only one or one of the only ones in the United States to have this device system for their operating room filtration. And it's just fantastic. And, of course, we've not had any infections or COVID issues in our facility. So I think it sort of speaks well and highly for the quality that we offer.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just wondered because I know with St. Joe's Hospital, that was a COVID hospital. Are they now converting back to a normal hospital?
Right. They will be, but it's in the near future, I think, and we're starting to make some preparations for that. But they're still going to be taking extra care and precautions. From what I understand, they're not going to be using any operating rooms that have had any exposures to the COVID virus. The nice thing about St. Joseph's Hospital is they have separate operating rooms that are more geared for ambulatory procedures, outpatient procedures, and others that are more geared for the inpatient management. So that's a nice setup that they have there. And many hospitals have that, but I know the Catholic system does.
Very good. Well, if you have any questions about anything we're talking about, give us a call at 803-1520. I'd like to talk briefly about the, I've talked about this many, many times, about mini implants, but this week I performed a procedure on a patient who had really, really bad teeth. Their teeth were very severely decayed, had to remove all 26 of their teeth that they had remaining and put mini implants in both the upper and the lower with immediate temporary bridges that will ultimately be permanent teeth replacement. And the fella came back 2 days later, and he had virtually no pain. The procedure went very smooth, and he had a whole set of teeth that looked beautiful in his mouth. And he and his wife were both overwhelmed with joy because he's suffered so many years with these problem teeth and was scared to go to the dentist. But if you're scared to go to the dentist, don't be scared anymore. The procedures we do are relatively painless. We use, of course, proper anesthesia to numb you. We can give you oral sedation with nitrous oxide gas, or if you're really anxious, we can provide IV sedation through Dr. Birkin's group to sedate you. There's no reason for you to delay treatment of dentistry because you're nervous about going.
You know, what's rather interesting is I understand that they have this fear of the dentist, but what they have to also understand, anybody out there listening, is that if you've got dental problems, they may also promulgate health problems as well.
Absolutely.
And some of the best research was done right here at the State University of New York at Buffalo on the effects of on the heart of having poor oral hygiene. So if you've got rotten teeth that really need to be, even if you just have one tooth that's bad, it could create some major problems for your health, and you don't really want to overlook that. So you may say that, well, the smile is not critical to my job. Now I'm wearing a mask. I can hide behind the mask and all that. You know, think about your overall health and wellness, because if you want to really take care of your body, you start with your mouth and your teeth.
Yeah, for sure. The infections in the mouth can spread to your other organs. It can spread to your, if you have knee replacements or hip replacements, it can spread to your joints and cause problems with those joints. I had a doctor who came to me 2 or 3 years ago, a pretty well-known physician, who walked in with a cane because his knee had been bothering him for several months. And I looked in his mouth and he had 2 infected teeth. We removed those teeth, and then about a week or two later, he came back and he had no cane. He said, "I don't know what happened, but my knee's all better."
Well,
so he had infection.
Well, we know what happened, but he didn't realize it.
He realized it at that point, but yeah. He thought he was going to have a knee replacement then.
Right. Well, it's interesting how the health really starts with the mouth, and not only the things that you mentioned about infection, but also nutrition. You know, a lot of older individuals that have denture problems or dental problems that can't nourish themselves properly, they start losing weight, they lose body mass, and then they become more vulnerable. And not only that, but if they become in a weakened state, then they're more debilitated and require assistance. So I'm not trying to paint a bleak picture for those of you that have bad dental dentition in their mouth, but at the same time, don't neglect it. Take care of it. Sometimes these elective procedures are actually required procedures are necessary. So if you feel like you've got some dental issues, just call. And I know you offer free consultations at your office, right, Todd?
Absolutely. We offer free consultations and x-rays at no charge. And if we have a second, I'll talk briefly about the Shatkin Dental Health Residency Program, which we started, you know, a couple years ago. And we just started our new set of residents July 1st. They're wonderful young men and women who are dentists, graduated from Tufts Dental School, one from NYU, and 2 from the Touro School of Dental Medicine. And they're just fantastic dentists. So if you're looking for to consider going to either University of Buffalo or a discount dental facility because you want to save some cost, come to see the Shatkin Dental Health Residence. You'll save 20 to 30% off of what the normal dental fee is, and you'll get superb quality dentistry that is supervised by all the dentists at our facility. Myself, Dr. Powers, Dr. Lucchese, and Dr. Mann will supervise these dentists. But these are dentists who graduate from dental school who are doing a 1 additional year of residency training to get trained on some of the modern techniques that we perform at the Aesthetic Associate Center.
Yeah, I know. That's really great. And these people are really young and ambitious and excited to really be working here in the West New York area. I also want to do a shout-out to Trey Array Spa, my wife's spa. She runs at the Wyndham Hotel. They're currently not doing facials, but they have massage therapy. They have manicures and pedicures and hair management. So Trey Array Spa is a great place to go. It's something you might want to consider to have the services. So you can actually call the Aesthetic Associate Center. We can refer you to any of the practices. The number at the Aesthetic Associate Center is 839-1700. You can come to us for plastic surgery, dental needs, or skin care in general, and we're happy to help you with that.
Excellent. Well, we have about a minute left. If there's anybody that has a quick question, call us. Otherwise, call the office during the week and come in and see us for a free consultation. 839-1700 is the number to call for both plastic surgery and dentistry. And our operators will be there Monday morning. You can get a free consultation and x-rays in the dental office you offer free consultation as well?
All of our skin care patients and non-surgical procedures are at free consultations as well.
Very good. So give us a call, 839-1700. We look forward to being here with you next week on The Great Look Show. Thanks for listening, everyone.